We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Deke, that's the Cleveland Browns we expected this season. It's good to see they finally showed up, isn't it?
Yeah, they played a complete game. And I think, you know, it's been a growing process for them. And, you know, each week, the first week, they got smoked pretty good. Then they played the Jets team. They knocked the quarterback out. But, you know, you think with the potential that we have and the Jets had, it should have been a larger score. And then, you know, the Rams game, obviously, they got down there at the goal line. They weren't able to convert. Well, yesterday they were able to convert.
Yeah, Doug, it looked like a different team watching the Browns. Certainly the offense this week. You know, Baker Mayfield looked like he stayed in the pocket a lot more than previous several games. Did you see that as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, and part of it was the offensive line played better. I think they did a good job of protecting him. And I think the fact that they got the running game going, that, you know, that helps the protection so much. And when you've got to, you know, look there and, you know, honor the run first, it makes a big difference in, you know, helping your protection out. And I thought they did a great job, you know, not only, you know, in the run game, but in the pass game.
Yeah, but specifically on the run game, Deke, that, you know, that run by Nick Chubb, that long run where he – and there was a stat out there, I don't know if you saw this.
He's going 22 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and it was
in full pads.
It was the fastest anybody's run on a touchdown, the fastest speed anybody's hit on a touchdown this season. He is such a special talent. Fourth in the NFL in yards from scrimmage right now.
Not only is he a special talent, I think he's a special person. You know, after the game, one of the equipment guys asked him if he wanted the ball. He said, nah, that's okay. You know, he just loves to play football, and he loves to win. And, you know, he's the kind of guy that, you know, you want on your football team. And I think, you know, yesterday we saw, you know, they corralled Odell pretty good. But, you know, Jarvis was the guy that jumped up, much like, you know, Miles didn't have any sacks yesterday, but they were able to get four sacks from other people.
You look at the Browns' next four games, by the way, and you want to talk about a challenge for the offense in general, or four of the next five, because the Broncos aren't really good. But if you look at the other four teams they're playing in the next five games, Seattle, San Francisco, New England, and Buffalo, in terms of yards allowed, which is how you rank NFL defenses, right now the Patriots are number one, the Bills are number two, the Niners are number three, and the Seahawks are number eight. So outside of the Broncos, serious challenges for this offense for the next 3 weeks and for the next five. I'm curious to see how they hold up against it.
Well, and I think, you know, yesterday was an indication of what Freddie wants to do. He wants to be the most physical football team on the field. And, you know, the Ravens have always kind of prided themselves on that. And early in the season, you know, they've kind of led the league in time of possession, but, you know, in the first half, the Browns beat them at their own game. They had the ball for about five more minutes, and it wasn't the coolest of days in Baltimore yesterday, and I think, you know, that really helped them. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, they got some garbage points on that last drive, and I think they got 70 yards of offense, but that was a team that came in and was averaging over 500 yards per game. You know, granted, they played Miami and Arizona. But with that said, you know, the Browns, you know, just really out-physical them all day long.
Doug, how did you think the O-line played?
I thought they played good. I really did. I think, you know, as far as penalties, I congratulated Greg Robinson for not having one for the first time this year. And, you know, I think, you know, the thing is, you know, you saw him hustling down the field, you know, on the run by Chubb, and you know that's what it's about. You know, when you get your offensive lineman into the second level and, you know, clip one of those linebackers or a defensive back, that's when a small gain turns into a big gain.
From a defensive standpoint, Deke, you know, you talked about the fact this Ravens offense had been cooking coming in, and the Browns did a good job of, you know, shutting them down. How impressed have you been by the secondary? You know, three of the four starters did not play in either of the last two games. Demarius Randle was back yesterday, but how impressive have they been these last 2 weeks, as shorthanded as they are?
They've been super. I think, you know, one of the things that Dorsey wanted to do, as he said when he came here, is, you know, get some real football players, but he also wanted to get some depth in this football team. And I think, you know, it has shown up in the secondary the last 2 weeks. I mean, you've got, you know, four new starters a week ago, three this week, and they played great.
How about this Whitehead kid? He's played fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he caused, you know, that was a big play when he caused that first fumble.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, after they scored and went for two, and then it was kind of like the Tennessee game where, you know, Derrick Henry broke our back. Well, Chubb broke their back.
By the way, he certainly did, no doubt. Speaking on offense, Ricky Seals-Jones, you know, they needed somebody to step up at that position. I always thought he had some potential in Arizona. And he showed in a big way, caught all three of his targets over 80 yards and a touchdown. He was impressive.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you know, your hat's off to the personnel department. You know, they knew they needed somebody that could catch the ball and stretch the field from the tight end position. And you know, when Njoku went down and they got him, and you know, yesterday, you know, he was wide open in the end zone. And then you know, the other one, you know, the catch and run, you know, that makes a big difference because you know, Odell was definitely getting a lot of attention yesterday, whether they were putting their arms, their hands around his throat or trying to cover him.
What did you see from upstairs when you were watching that game, Doug, in terms of the routes? I mean, it seemed like things were a lot quicker this week. Like the first couple games, and certainly in that Rams game, it seemed like a lot of times guys running down the field too far, and Baker's keeps holding on the ball, like, waiting for guys to come open. It seemed like things were opening up a little bit faster this weekend.
It kind of reminded me of the last, you know, eight games of last year when Freddie took over as offensive coordinator. It seemed like, you know, we had the double reverse pass. We had some more motion. And I just think they did some things to make the defense, you know, think when they were out there rather than just, you know, lining up and trying to beat you one-on-one. And, you know, I think that offense yesterday had a little bit more Freddie's personality than, you know, what we've seen in the first 3 weeks.
No doubt about it. You know, they ran yesterday 24 plays in 12 personnel, Deke. In the first three games, they only ran a total of 24 plays. And Baker had great success, and the offense had great success last year in 12 personnel. I'm doubling it up there. Yeah. Two running backs, four tight ends. That'd be pretty tricky. But it was good to see them do more of that yesterday. I thought it helped with protection as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I was talking to somebody after the game, and they said they simplified some things, you know, because sometimes if you're trying to think what you're supposed to be doing, you know, you're a step slow. But I think, you know, sometimes when you can simplify things, you know, it really helps the players, you know, get to do into doing their job. And I think that the execution yesterday was a lot better. And, you know, granted, you know, Baltimore is in a little bit of a turnover in regards to their defense. They've lost, you know, three or four good players, and, you know, they're just trying to find out, you know, what they have too. But I think, you know, yesterday was an indication where we were going in the right direction, and you know, maybe they were. Of course, you know, they played Miami and they played Arizona in their first two games. Their stats were a bit padded.
How fun was that plane ride home?
It was nice and short, a lot of leg room. Although I got to tell you, when we were landing, we came in, and all of a sudden, the guy pulls out of it, and you know, of course, Donovan is getting white knuckled on the armrest.
Yeah, I just mean, like, was it a fun? The guys obviously were excited,
you know,
after the game had to be.
Yeah, they were very professional about it. There wasn't a lot of noise. There wasn't, you know, a lot of, you know, what's going on. And I think, you know, Freddie has them in the mindset, okay, you did your job. Let's get ready to do it next week. And I think, you know, you know, sometimes players get caught up in, you know, in one win when they don't look at the fact that, you know, you've got to play 16 games and you got to get ready for next week.
Let's look ahead to next week, D. We got Monday Night Football again. It's crazy, the Browns' schedule, right? Three night games in the first 5 weeks, but you go to the West Coast. Niners are 3-0. They're coming off a bye, so they got a long time to get ready for this game. Their defense has been really good so far. This will be a good challenge.
Yeah, it will be. And I think, you know, one of the things, if you can get through the first half of this season with, you know, a 500 or better record, you know, when you get to the second half of the season, you know, and you start, you know, learning how to play even better together, I think, you know, there's a good chance, you know, when we're going to have an extended season.
Neat, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.